Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Boy, there's a good question, isn't it? You know, we talk about this all the time. I'm following Jesus. I'm walking in his ways. All right, so there's that good question. What does this mean? Can't you imagine your little kid? What does it mean to follow Jesus? What would you say? Let's see. He's walking and leaving footprints, so I'm going to make sure my footsteps in his footprints, right? No, that's tracking. Okay. Or when we get out there, it means, well, I see him off in the distance, so I'm going to walk up to him. Because let's face it, a little kid, that's what it means to follow somebody, right? Well, it doesn't mean that for us, does it? What it means is something about we are going to try and emulate the way Jesus lived his life. Remember when I was doing the 4th of July, I talked about Thomas Jefferson's Bible. Thomas Jefferson took the Bible, King James, cut all the miracles out of it, and left it there and called it The Life and Times of Jesus of Nazareth, a guide for the behavior of the people of the United States. Boy, it's too bad that didn't make it, did it, isn't it? Jesus thought that if we lived our lives the way that Jesus lived his, we would have a country that no one could ever destroy. That's a pretty good thing to emulate, isn't it? You know, so when we look at things like this, Jesus is important. I've preached on this before, but I don't think sometimes it doesn't hurt to talk about it again. Gale Sayers, running back, Chicago Bears, graduate of Omaha Central High School. Reason I know that, the first high school football game I saw was between Omaha Central, Omaha Tech. My dad was a Tech grad, and I ended up going to Central. Gale Sayers took the kickoff about 4 yards in the end zone, ran it back the entire length of the field for a touchdown. That was my introduction to high school football. You mean it doesn't happen like that all the time? But what a talented individual. How many of you were watching that Bears game when he blew out his knee? I was. Anybody else? You were? Anybody? Okay. When he destroyed that knee and they carried him off the field, they had him in arms with his leg up in the air, and you could just see it was at a funny angle. And I thought, looks like he may not be back with us again. And he wasn't. All right, we all know the story of Gale Sayers. Remember Brian's song? You know, Brian Piccolo, guy had cancer. They were roommates, white guy, black guy, got along very well. In fact, probably closer than most brothers were. And when Brian had the cancer, Gale was with him through the entire process. You know, to me, that's a very giving Christian individual. And so he grew up as a Christian. He had to go through rehab after the surgery. So he goes into this rehab with a bunch of 70 and 80-year-old men. Yeah, I'm the professional athlete here. You know, I'm going to have no problem. Gets in there and finds out all these old farts are exercising more, able to do more, able to do more push-ups, more sit-ups, than he could, and he's the professional athlete. Most humbling experience of my life, is what he writes in his book. And so he said, I had to go home and start thinking about my life. What was my life like, and what am I doing with it? Now, there's his life-changing moment, isn't it? Okay. Okay. Was he a good family man? Well, sort of. Okay. More into what he wanted than what his family needed. So he says, no, I can't do that. My family has got to be more important than me. But he says, when I was a kid growing up in North Omaha, he says, my mom, he calls him his mama, says, my mama said to me, son, you put Jesus first in everything you do. So he wrote this book called I Am Third. God is first, his family is second, and he is third. All right, well, what does that mean? Well, that means that you're putting God first in your life. Now, if we want to emulate Jesus, isn't that what we have to do, is put God first? Of course, I'm talking to the choir because you're all sitting here today. But it's one of those things that's so easy to get off of that in our lives that we can have a few things that, hey, now wait a second, I'm not doing the right thing here. I got to get back in and doing the right thing again. And remember, when we are talking about what we do, we're talking law. And you remember, I always promised you that I would talk the proper distinction between law and gospel. Well, but yet we have to do things, don't we? Is it because we have to or because we want to? Because we want to, okay? So when we follow Jesus, when we decide to follow Jesus, then what we're doing is seeing what he would do, and we're going to try and do what he wants us to do. Why? Because he is the gospel, the word made flesh, who has come into our lives, and we are going to respect that and give it back to him. Because remember what he tells us, whatever he gives us, if we give it back, we'll receive tenfold after that. You know, so it's this conduit. Remember, I keep on telling you about the conduit of the cross that Luther talked about. Is the fact that when we talk about the cross, that cross is a conduit, because the gospel comes to us through the cross. With me? So whatever we receive, since it's a conduit, it has to go through us, right? So whether it's forgiveness, whether it's love, whether it's given back to Jesus, it comes to us, we turn around, we give it right back. But it's how we give it back, is how we live our lives in Christ. Doesn't get easy sometimes. How many times have you gotten angry about things? Is anger Christ or is it the flesh? It's the flesh. You get into Galatians 5 and you look what it means to live in the Spirit. Happiness. Okay, grace, peace, love, all those kind of things that we want to try and do. How many times have you seen somebody in the store that goes around with a scowl on their face all the time? Are they living in Jesus? No. Are they happy? No. Doesn't God want us to be happy? All right, so if we're not happy, are we living in Jesus? No. Jeff, I'm going to use you an example. Okay. Jeff came up to me about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. And he says, what are you doing different? He says, your sermon's a lot different, a lot better. So I said, thank you, of course. You know. But he said, you seem like you're happy. And I said, I am. You know, so the thing is, if you are trying to emulate Christ, you live what you feel on your sleeve. Don't you? Now, if you're the type of person that all of a sudden gets angry real quick, are you living in Christ? No. You know, and the thing is, as I've said this before, the shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. Wouldn't it have been great if it was Jesus laughed? You know, what does the Bible tell us? That Jesus hung out with the hypocrites. All right, now for us, hypocrites has got a different meaning, doesn't it? It's those who act one way but really are another, right? Well, the word, where that word comes from, hypocrite, in this time period, were the actors. They were the ones that were on stage in the theater. All right, so Jesus is hanging around with the artsy types. Well, you know they're drinking probably a little bit of wine. You know, they're laughing a lot and telling stories. Jesus hung out with them. So what's our example? Enjoy life. When you're enjoying life, you're following Christ. When you share that joy with others, you're following Christ. When you laugh, you're following Christ. How many of you ever thought of that before? Danny told me one thing. He said, happiness comes from happening. So something has to happen to make you happy. Where does joy come from? The Holy Spirit filling your heart with joy. If you're not feeling joy, is that conduit open to fill you with joy? Well, probably not. Not if you're not feeling it. Now, things get tough, don't they? I'm not telling anything to any of you in here that you haven't gone through before, and you know just as well as I do. Because you know what's happening in my life right now. So how can you feel joy when things are not great? Only Jesus. So you turn yourself over to him. And you know, I've told you how I pray before. I pray to the boss. All right, boss, what do you want me to do? Okay? And invariably, I get an answer. Sometimes it's the answer I want. Sometimes it's not. But, you know, the thing is that joy fills me because I love being in Jesus. And what I would like to urge all of you is to feel that joy. So what does it mean to follow Jesus? To allow joy to come into your life.
Put on the garment of praise, magnify the Lord.
Oh, amen. Wish you were on a microphone for that one so we could record it. is she right? Yeah, she is. Yeah. Give me one word or one little phrase at a time. I'll repeat it.
Put on the garment of praise.
Put on the garment of praise.
For the spirit of heaviness.
For the spirit of heaviness.
Lift up your voice to God.
Lift up your voice to God.
Pray in the spirit.
Pray in the spirit. And with your understanding.
Oh, magnify the Lord.
Oh, magnify the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
My friends, may this joy that you receive from the Holy Spirit help keep your hearts and minds in following Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.